We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order for JOCO first. It's just about 8 o'clock. We have guests in the room. Not sure if everybody knows everybody, so why don't we just go around the room real quick and we'll make sure we have everything recorded. Who's here? I'm Shan Edwards, Chair.
Carrie Eatsetz, Administrative Assistant.
John DeMattis, Board Member.
Mary Blank, Board Member.
Zach Smith, Board Member.
Tom Matt, Board Member.
This is Kristen Dubeler. She is our new Administrative Assistant with the Tourism Board.
Wonderful.
And I'm Jody Saps, Tourism Board.
Shane Trader, Board Member.
Wendy Smith with Sheridan College.
I'm Seth Taylor with Wilton.
Kate Honest with 307 at Radio.
Welcome, everybody. The first is to take a look at the meeting minutes, and we'll get those approved. I see one correction. Shane is either here or absent. So we can mark him. I believe you were here and then you were gone. So I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. You have left at 9:50. Yeah. I see why you have it under both.
I can take him off that one side, though.
Any other corrections, or are we ready to make a motion? Oh, we got Bill coming in.
Good morning.
I move that we accept the February 8th.
Second.
Okay. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. The next is the financials. There's just nothing we can do to make those bigger. I'm so sorry. I can hardly even see them this morning. I don't know what is wrong with my eyes, but yeah. Lots of detail there. One question, which isn't particularly about the financials, but one of the questions I guess I want to ask is, do we need to print these off for you every time? Or as a board, do we want to say, no, we are going to review those on the email and be good with that? Or would you rather have the staff provide us with printed packets and printed copies every meeting?
I don't mind having the budget versus actual and the profit loss statement, but the rest of the detail, I think, is too much.
Okay. So in terms of getting it or in terms of printing it?
In terms of getting it.
Getting it, okay. You don't need it. You don't feel you need the rest.
I didn't mind when we used to have the check log, but
the check.
Some of this is a lot.
We do need to see that check detail every time.
But
it's big and it's readable, so that's cool. But I guess
I don't know.
It's nothing to send it out. I mean, that way we can't look at that detail.
I think that is a big deal. I'm not sure we need to print everything.
That's what I'm getting at. Do we need to print our board packet for us every meeting, or are we good with taking care of that on our own?
Yep.
That's really the question. They can send all they want. We don't have to print it.
I think electronic copies fine. Have a hard copy on file somewhere.
Yeah, we always keep them after the meeting.
So if we're good with that going forward, we just won't make all these copies.
Save some paper.
Save some paper.
Yay.
Save some time.
The agenda. It would be nice to have the agenda.
So yeah, I think the agenda.
So we'll keep the agenda. The
migraine from trying to read the small print.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
Bad. So anyway, back to the financials. Sorry. Any questions?
Who's Gary Brink, Inc.?
It's our new dishwasher.
Oh.
He
They're out of Billings.
Is that at least?
Okay.
Program.
It's a company, not a person. Any other questions? I didn't see anything out of norm.
Increase in rental income.
Rental income?
Year to date versus last year. An observation.
I was looking at the cleaning fees, and they're up like 50%. Did we change what kind of service we had?
No,
we increased it.
But we increased our
fees.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Square footage plus. Gotcha.
No other questions, we'll entertain a motion to approve the financials.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Staff reports. Terry.
Starting, we touched a little bit about the kiosk, the interactive kiosk we're looking at bringing. We got some quotes from that True Omni. We felt like it was a little bit inflated, maybe out of our scope of budget. And we approached Bo Fowler this week, asked him, hey, do you think you're able to do something like this for us? He does work on the interactive menus with McDonald's and so on and so forth. So we're shopping around a little bit. He's going to give us a quote on just getting the Progressive Web app, which is that QR code. Then people can scan it. It goes right to their phone. Then they have all of our events and itinerary builder, all that fancy schmancy stuff. And it gives them 24/7 access, which is, that's the goal here, is that the visitor isn't left hanging because the chamber's closed or, you know, and they can't get information about town. That's about.
Yeah, so that conversation, it was really, you know, when they saw the demo and saw the kiosk thing, I guess the piece of that, just to go back just a little bit, when we were originally, there was some early conversation from those who might remember about downtown Wi-Fi. Well, that's kind of a thing of the past. Everything's unlimited now. But the cool thing about that conversation was that app that came along with that idea, which is what, you know, the Wi-Fi kind of drove people to the app. That was that central place where everybody could have their information about the events and about what's going on in town and all of the restaurants and lodging and all of the things that we wanted to share about Johnson County was there, both for Buffalo, KC, and that was appealing, was that that was that nice central place where everybody could go. It was easy to get there. They could just Google it up or go there or do the QR code or whatever it took. So the kiosk idea is kind of that next phase of that. You know, you can do the app and you can have all of this set up. And then if you wanted to have a physical kiosk where they actually could go to, and then it offers some other features that were fun and entertaining for the visitor. But it's kind of two different. You could do it in phases. You can do it whatever was determined would be the best for the community, the best for the visitor. But yes, in that journey, it's expensive. So they talked to some other communities that have them. That was kind of cool to get some feedback. But, you know, they also collaborated or had grants or whatever they needed to help achieve getting those things installed. And But all in all, I think they all felt they were worthwhile. So just continuing the looking at what some local options might be, because really, it really came back down to that app and how functional could that be, because it's not a one way is the only way. So we have great printed materials and we have the great 16 things to do and we have our tourism brochures and everything to hand out. And then this is another audience. And so being able to do both could be really, you know, could be really great.
And I do you want me to talk a little bit about talking to Abilene?
Yeah.
We talked to Abilene, Kansas, because they were similar demographically. You know, they're a small town, but they have a big draw with Eisenhower Library there. And she said that, you know, it was cost prohibitive for them, but because they had COVID dollars, they went ahead and bought it. But the same concept, they wanted a 24/7 availability for the tourists so that they're not left hanging or wandering around town trying to find information. But they're continuing to keep it, meaning they've subscribed to more contracts with True Omni because they still see that it has a value. So they're opting to pay the so many $100 a month to keep it active. So I just thought that was interesting because they're a similar market share as to us. The Wyoming nonprofit with the board fundamentals, trying to just hash out some final details. I did a little mock-up flyer, if that's what I have to do. I want to start advertising it. Hopefully they give me a link. But it's set to go on May 10th. We have, I believe, a firm date now. We met with the Stephen with Bighorn Films over at the Buffalo Business Exchange meeting on February 28th, and he's going to give us a quote on possibly updating our Joco First video production we had done by Golden Shovel that's on the Bomber Mountain website. So far for the Small Business Development Center workshop on April 4th, we now have 10 people signed up. Please push that. Thank you for letting Chanda.
Sure.
That's awesome. The updated JC map, that tearaway map, is going to print. Yes?
Yep,
is going to print now. We're expecting 2,000 of those by mid-April. Our bill has finally been reduced by Brandon to 260. Something that wasn't in the building update is I just rented the baby wagon, which is the room next door, to Bighorn Electric for $450 a month for 6 months. Stained Glass is coming back on March 25th and April 22nd. She sold out the first time, so we're hoping to sell out the next two classes. I'm still working with the Chamber on the Business Expo, just in the speakers aspect. 307 Mysteries, the escape room will be here one more weekend. It's still selling out. People are really enjoying it, so I feel like it's a good added. We finally got to take down the old fixed basketball hoop on the north end of the gym. We opted to keep the motorized one because the portable unit was becoming a hassle with people constantly moving it, changing it. So we put it on the north wall, went back to the motorized, but we're still within, you know, our grant with the rec board to do all that. And then Comtronics and the fire panel, they tested on Monday. There's still some repairs that need to be done. We're really hoping that this is a much more reduced cost. We are keeping the old panel. They're going to make it work for us. And then I think that's about it. Attended the JCTA meeting on the 20th. Kristen's here today. That's the new admin. Does anyone have questions for me? That's it. I can stop talking now. Well, thank you.
I do have a quick comment.
Okay.
The newspaper article,
right, yes.
Boom, that was incredible. If anybody has read it, I have a copy.
We sent it out with the board packet.
Oh, good.
It was finally a really nice, positive. Hey, we have things going on.
I even thanked Seth. But yeah, it was a nice article.
Yeah.
Any other questions on any of the things that we're doing or that we've been working on? Does everybody, they are you all up to speed? The panel situation had to do with the fire code and the fire marshal and all that stuff, and that came back so expensive. Then I think you guys contacted them and looked at some other things, and that's why we did the testing instead, because that's going to be sufficient for them at this time. Until we decide to go forward and change things over there, this is enough. So it's way cheaper than trying to replace the panel and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
and it should be much more economical.
Yeah, and that everybody's concerns. So moving on to old business, I'm still working on updating the employee handbook, just changing the names and making it personal to us. Did forward that information to John Camino, and so he's got it, so he was able to catch everything up with the accrual of vacation and all of that kind, so he would have something to guide him there. And then the board training update, is there anything else we need to add to that? Mark your calendars. That's something that I know we've just talked about it, but sign up with Carrie, because the fee will be covered, of course, for this board. And then any of the other boards, if they sign up, they'll take care of their own fee. It's $25 a person, as I understand it.
For members. And we're a member. So
right.
It's slightly, I think it's 45 or 60 the first person. And then each additional board who aren't members, it's 45.
Okay. So there, that's coming up. That's going to be an opportunity to refresh. Just make sure we're all on the same page. A lot of us have been on boards, but it's always good to do that. But what I guess what I'm more excited about is that it includes the whole community. Anybody, any board that wants to participate in this, new folks on boards, it's a great opportunity for them. So it's affordable, so I think it'll be nice. And we have lots of space, so yeah, we're really going to get going on the outreach and advertising for that so we can get folks lined up.
Is that this tentative date?
Yes. May 10th.
Yeah. Mary's been working on that with staff, and so we're just excited to get that coming. Under new business, we quickly talked about it last time, had to table it, wanted to talk about the meeting date for this board. The one struggle has been getting financials to us in time from the accountant, the reconciliations, in order to get them back out to you guys. So we were talking about pushing the meeting out either a week, if that doesn't work, or two, to change the Wednesday. And I don't know if, does anybody have any comments, concerns, conflicts in doing that, like to the third Wednesday versus the second?
I'm fine with it. Works for me.
Yeah. Does it matter?
Nope, doesn't matter to me.
The third Wednesday is the same day as the chamber. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Do they meet in the morning?
Yeah, at 7:30.
Okay. So I guess that's up to you guys to consider. We can do the fourth. It's just what works best for the board. If you want to do the third or the fourth, it doesn't. I don't know that it matters too much.
The fourth would work better for me.
The what?
The fourth would work better.
The fourth? Okay.
I get on the fourth.
Okay. The one other
that's
thing.
Just,
oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's just me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it matters. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, though, is there's not enough time, of course, during these meetings to accomplish all of the other things that we really need to do. So I want to throw it out there. I mean, I mentioned it before. There's options. I mean, we can have two meetings where one is more focused on the financials and all of the things that we need to do there, which would be the fourth. And then we could still keep the second or the third for other discussions and other things we need to address as a board, or we could just simply do some workshops. I'm going to throw that out right away. There's a couple things that I really would like to get tackled and done. We've talked about them for a long time, and we just need to do them. We just need to set that time aside. One is we need to review those bylaws and make those, so that, you know, those conversations happening. We need to sit down and do that. I would like to set that up for either next Wednesday or the Wednesday after, whatever works best for you guys, and spend an hour talking about the bylaws. If we need to make change, what that change might look like. And then the other thing is, I would like to go back and have everyone take a look at the 2016 Buffalo, let's see, we have the Economic Development and Business Park Feasibility Study, which I just recently found out about. And what's really great about it is it had some recommendations in there for us as an economic development board. I would really like to also spend about an hour looking at, it's a two-pager, looking at what that said, what that means, and how and what we've been doing, which is very much in tune with what that says, but then some of the things that we can add and some of the things we need to do better at. So those are two things that I would really like to get addressed at the workshop. And whether we have two workshops or one two-hour workshop, I am open for what you think. And I'd like to either do that next Wednesday or the Wednesday after.
I could do next Wednesday.
There's a workshop?
Workshop. Because I know we'll have to put it out there. We're going to do that. So, and we could do 8 o'clock. We could do noon.
Good either way.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Do we want to do one workshop for an hour? Or do we want to do both topics and get them done?
Let's bust it out.
And we might be able to get them both done. Hey.
Yeah, I'm...
Okay.
Let's do them both.
Okay. So next Wednesday, 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. And it's a workshop.
It's a workshop.
The bylaws. And the 2016
plan. ED recommendations.
Do you have to vote on
that? No, I don't think so. Bill, you do mind ask? Vote to have a workshop?
You have the administrative authority to do that. And just remember that in a workshop, you cannot take any action.
Exactly. We're just there to talk. We'll review those things, and then we'll bring them back to the board.
Build the plan.
And then are we officially changing the meeting?
So the 4th,
that we
should take a motion on.
Action on that.
And it would start April.
I make a motion that we change the board meetings to the 4th Wednesday of every month, effective in April.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Or, sorry, Tom?
I said... I
you got to say. Vote,
yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Curious. Thank you very much. The next item we have on here might be a little, it might have been just a little premature, but we can talk about it. The community meeting. What that really is some time ago, a few years back, we used to have a tourism group that met, and what was really great about that at the time was it was a collaboration, and there was participation from all of the organizations, the chamber, the JCTA. I do believe that the Downtown Association was active at the time. There was a lot to discuss. There was a lot happening and changing. And so I just have this little page that I have left over from it. But one of the great things about it was the identification of what we needed at that time. And what came out of that, we were able to, as a group, not just identify it, but we all decided, you know, well, who can do what? Where did we need to collaborate, and where was it that we could take ownership of something and just run with it? And everybody kind of knew what everybody was doing and what they wanted to do and what they were excited about doing and how it could all work together. And so that was a few years ago. And we've been trying to find a way to bring that back so that that group could reconvene. What was great was it wasn't just one person from the chamber or one person from JCTA. All the boards were invited, and which actually provided great diversification across the operators in the community. So we would have folks from lodging and restaurant, and people who'd been working in tourism for years, you know, like the Discover Historic Buffalo group, Margaret and Yingling, you know, these guys all came. So it was kind of neat. Hoping to be able to do something like that again. We were wanting to get everybody back to the table to talk about those needs, see what it is that each of us are doing, what we want to do, how we can work together, which projects are best to collaborate, which projects are best to take and run with, just like before. And been kind of struggling with a date, been trying to pull that off. It just hasn't been able to happen. Claudia had a conversation, which was kind of fun. Or was that both of you guys?
No, Brandy.
So met with Brandy Harlow. She said, hey, you know, I would be happy to help with that as well, maybe help facilitate that. And so we were like, cool. But we still haven't been able to nail it down. That's just something that we've been working on, that we've been trying to do, is to bring the groups back together to have those conversations. What came out of that last time when we met was they talked about, everybody in the room talked about the need for staff training at the beginning of the season. They talked about, you know, that target marketing. What are we doing? Who's doing what? Let's make sure certain things continue. They talked about shoulder season activities and how important those were. They talked about communication, which is always at the top amongst all of the groups. Data collection. They wanted to know what was working and what was working well. They talked about the lack of a community calendar. At that time, we didn't have anything. And so we identified that as a group. And then the chamber website was down. So they were concerned as a group, as where do we go to get information about everything that's going on, and how is something like that then going to be sustained, so going forward. And so a lot of these ideas, they're all still important, and they're all probably still priorities today. So in revisiting this, that's where we also kind of took off from and said, okay, so evaluating this, where are we to get today with these things, since part of what we do focus on is tourism as an economic development strategy, but not wanting to do all tourism, but where is it that we fit? And so that's, I think, what's really has kind of happened here in getting the information on the app and that central way to have that piece that can be sustained. That's part of one of the things that we would really like to talk about if we can ever get this to happen. So that's just a little background on that.
I think the idea is that we want to be complementary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so that everyone is. And so that we can all, hopefully, all the things that we want to see happen can still be happening. And that we're not forgetting if there's a need out there that needs to be met, by golly, let's have a way that we can all talk about that and figure out how to do it. So, and that's just about tourism. So there's an update on that. If anybody has any questions about that, we thought we might have a date of the 27th of
March.
But yeah. I don't think that date's going to work. So we're going to shoot again and hope
you guys are actually doing a workshop that day.
So that's kind of what the direction of that was, and what we're working on there is just trying to bring that back and get some collaboration going. So
it'll happen.
Yes, it will. We're determined. Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay. Sounds good. So if we don't have any questions on anything else on the agenda, we'll move into the public comment period.
Oh,
couple updates I would like to share, Madam Chair, if I might.
Sure.
From the Sheridan College perspective, you may notice some increased presence on a more regular basis here in our leased space here. We have hired Brianna Buckingham as a trio mentor, and she will be focused on Johnson County. So really, you know, her primary duties, I don't know if you are familiar with the TRIO program or what we call a student success program, but it's a way to just help an individual student with whatever they need. You know, I mean, it's kind of what we call wraparound services. So a student will be assigned a mentor, and there's a, you know, we have a team now with the addition of Brianna. We have a team of about four mentors. Three of them are, or maybe even five, three or four are based out of our main Sheridan College campus, and then the addition of the mentor here is new, but we're seeing a positive increase in students in Johnson County, degree-seeking students from Johnson County. Whether they go to Sheridan for some of their classes or they take them online or they take them here, it doesn't matter. But they will be able to work with Brianna. She can connect them with tutoring services, our math lab, help them, you know, if they're struggling with, you know, accessing library services or whatever it is, financial literacy. I mean, she isn't necessarily the expert in all of those things, but she can connect the student with all of those things. So that will be really nice. We also have one of our information technology services team members, our IT team members, working out of our space here three days a week. So it's neat. It's a different way to build a team here, you know, and it's a very positive. So I want you to be aware of that. The only other thing that you may see one of these days when you walk in the space is that we have worked with Carrie, Claudia, and the team, and we are going to, we have plans to replace one of the bulletin boards down near our office space, kind of in the lobby area, with a digital billboard. Basically, it's a TV on the wall that we will then, you know, be able to run the big, you know, all of our different bulletins through there. That will prove, I think, helpful for some of the other larger events that are here as well, because we could throw up a slide, you know, that says, you know, something, tells about what's going on in the gym or something like that. It will be, you know, primarily Sheridan College focused, but we definitely want to collaborate in that manner. The hope is to get rid of or replace also the big, sandwich board that sits down there, but we don't, you know, I mean, it's helpful. We need that information there. You need, you know, so I think that will be a good thing. It's interesting. I would be remiss if I didn't also share, especially with you, that one of the considerations in doing that is that it takes to run it. It requires a connection to the internet, and this wing has very limited number of connections. We've already been up in the, I don't know the right words, I'm going to mess up the terms, but you know, it's, we're limited. Each room only has a certain number of connections, and we're using them for Zoom, we're using, you know, we've added some, but we're without pretty significant investment, we're pretty maxed out when it comes to that. For example, one of our limitations is we can't set up a computer lab in one of these rooms. We might want to, we might need to, you know, but we can't. Without you trying to use a Wi-Fi connection for every station, which if you, you know, are, I mean, it's not realistic for some types of classes to do it that way. Some you can do it, but some it's not. So that's just one of the things, you know, that I want, you know, you all to be aware of. That is a limiting factor for us. So, but positive things happening still, and we love being here. So, yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You bet. Thank you.
Jody, JCTA?
Yes, I wanted to be sure and be here and bring Kristen in and make sure you guys all knew who she was. And she's been extremely helpful since she started on February 13th. So she's a great asset to our board and to get things moving forward. And I guess the one thing that I really want to stress, just to remind people that the tourism board is truly just the marketing arm for our county. We don't put on events. We don't do stuff. We just market. And I think people forget that's all we are, is just marketing.
Okay.
That's all we do. We take the lodging tax dollars that we're given, and through a variety of disciplines, we market Johnson County, the Bighorns, Buffalo, KC, Crazy Woman Canyon, all of our assets that we have here in hopes to bring in more travelers that stay. And along those lines, with our grants that we're doing here later today, it's that same concept. We have close to $75,000 requested. We have a budget of $30,000 that we're going to be handing out. And those dollars are going to be based on events that bring people to the community and stay. And again, the whole concept is we want to give money to events that bring people in, stay overnight, you know, bring in more lodging tax dollars, bring in more restaurant dollars, bring in more retail shopping dollars. So there's a few things I would clarify in the JCTA portion of this review. We have not decided most of this stuff that is in here, as far as rebranding and all of that kind of stuff. That's all in the works. So I would just put a note on that I put a big question mark on some of that, because that has not been solidified by the board. What we are talking about is what we are doing moving forward. And
there is a possibility you're keeping the Rome campaign and all that still?
We have not made that decision. One of the things that we have as a board are looking at, with help from outside consultants from the Wyoming Office of Tourism, from Adam Media, from Miles Partnership, from BBK, is nobody goes to a county. Most people don't even know what county they're going to. And if you say Johnson County, there's probably a Johnson County in every state of the union. People go to towns. They go to destinations. So our focus is going to be, you know, somewhat about exploring the Bighorns, discover Buffalo, discover KC. We haven't finalized any of that. But, you know, people search for a town. People search for a Longmire. People search for Crazy Woman Canyon. They don't search for a county. They don't know what the county is. I mean, I've lived all over the place, and I couldn't tell you the counties that I lived in necessarily if I searched. So that's where we're going. We are doing a workshop kind of to lay out some of those things and have some outside mentors or professionals give us some guidance in that. But I just wanted to let you, to remind you guys, we're truly just marketing. That's all we do. We're not events. We're not hosting. We're not building. Yeah. No, we are truly marketing. So anybody have any questions for us into where we're going? Or
do you have an update on the ProStar or the job fair situation, or are you still going forward with that?
No, as I told in the meeting, those were part of our grant through through the Wyoming Office of Tourism, and when we hear back on that, we'll move ahead on that. Well, that hasn't been determined yet either. That's not been approved. So there was one of the things on the, there was also the Highway 16 Visitor Center. We have proposed to the chamber to run that again, and we have put grants to the city and the county to man that, but the chamber has not solidified their end and come back with a lease and what they want. And so again, that's still up in the air. So it's something we're working on, but it, we do not have anything final on that as of yet.
You think it'll get there, though, right? I mean,
I believe they, you know, like every board, the chamber struggles to get everybody on board and show up and move on stuff. And there are things that are higher priority and lower priority. And, I think we presented to them in January at their meeting about, you know, taking over that. And I think it's on their agenda for next week. I hope. I mean, we're moving ahead like it is.
I know. I'm thinking of that.
But I haven't, you know, we talked about putting together a lease and being very specific, which we didn't have last year. It was just a handshake. And then when stuff happens, it's like, well, who's paying and who's not? So we're just trying to, you know, make sure that if we agree to something, it's all on paper and it's clear. And so, yes.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So,
I guess I understand what you're saying about this city version versus the county version, but I would hate to miss out on a lot of the great opportunities that Johnson County, Wyoming does hold in its history. I mean, there's movies been made about just Johnson County in general. You know, you've got Fort Fetterman, you got all the other history, so I would like to see the history of Johnson County be tagged into the tourism as well and not forgotten.
So in our approach, what we have been talking about is there's basically, you know, underneath the umbrella of whether it's the Bighorns and then it's Buffalo and KC, the next level is we have history, we have the Western culture, and then we have outdoor experiences. So those are our three main focuses, again, is the history, because that brings tons of people to our area. The outdoor experiences, skiing, hiking, hunting, fishing, all of that. So that's where we're headed on that. So definitely not getting rid of that. It's just on the searchable part, when people search, that's the part. Yeah. No,
there
definitely.
There are other
so much amazing things in Johnson County outside of Buffalo City Limits.
Right. No, and part of that, I mean, you know, you have KC, and you have Crazy Woman Canyon.
Well, they got Tom Knapp. Who doesn't
have Tom Knapp? He's one of our
get a flat tire.
He's
the
front row shooter, right?
I thought that was the statue down there.
Very popular when the road is closed.
There are other counties in Wyoming that do just promote the county seat. You know,
that's their choice, absolutely.
I'm just saying it's not the only, Johnson County is not the only one out there that's just promoting Johnson County.
And we're taking this from our advisors, from the Wyoming Office of Tourism, from Mad Media, from Miles Partnership, from BBK. There's a whole list of people have been talking with, and that's the major recommendation that they're coming through. Over and over and over.
More specific. Everybody wants it more specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, and it's the search words, because everybody Googles.
Yep.
And so you've got to have
more specific.
Yeah.
Focus. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're somebody that have been in the Black Hills and they're on their way to Yellowstone, you don't really see Johnson County. When you're driving, you see these amazing mountains rise up before you, and you're like, hey, what is this? I want to check this out. So just a little bit of a different direction.
Jody, within that, some of the imagery, the branding, if you will, like the map of the county with the two stars that denotes the two cities, you know, can some of that stuff be used again? Because it feels like you were starting to get a little bit of branding, and especially maybe a little bit of recognition of some of those things. So, you know, I understand wanting to move away from the Johnson County specific and highlight the things to do here, but I also think you spend a lot of time and money on developing some of those logos and imagery and some of those things that it would be a shame if after all that money was spent and really ran about a year that just got discarded, especially when you're highlighting the fact that you have 70,000 in requests and only 30,000 in funding, and the more you eat up in admin and overhead is just less dollars that actually goes into marketing and promotion.
I'm sure that'll be part of the process. You know, again, we as a board are not going to be making, I mean, we'll be making the overall decision, but we're going to be reaching out to professionals to have, you know, all of that updated. And, you know, I think that's a good, you know, start of a logo. But I'm just kind of guiding the ship, so to speak. So I'm sure we'll be still doing some of that stuff. It's just mostly changing the searchability to something that people search for.
Which makes perfect sense. It just, anytime you get a consultant involved, anything that they can redraw or redesign means their billables go up and,
well,
and projects get expensive.
Yeah, and again, the three that we've been primarily working with, the Man Media, the Miles Partnership, and BBK, are all, they're part of the Wyoming Office of Tourism Co-op, and so for every dollar we spend with them, the Wyoming Office of Tourism matches that, at least dollar for dollar, and sometimes it's as much as $1 to $2, so that's, you know, again, we're trying not to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to make sure that the wheel is well greased and moving forward.
And it's rolling.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Open to board members.
Madam Chair, after last meeting, I went down and spent a little time with Bo Fowler downstairs. See what he's doing. For anybody who hasn't heard, he's been down in the basement doing his computer stuff and for quite a while, but he's developing a freeze-dried food program. And he's got, I think it's 4 freeze dryers down there now. And he's wanting to expand and do more. He's done a lot of improvements down there, putting in electric and cleaning up space down there. And he wants to do, before he expands, he wants to do a long-term lease so he knows that he's got a space to work with. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine why we wouldn't want to do that.
We did.
I can't
do it. Is it done?
Yeah.
I was going to say,
he's in a year lease now with us.
Okay.
Yep. Do you believe that all got resolved?
Awesome.
So.
And I'm going to try to rein him in this one. Throwing that hook back out there.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I have one more question if I might. Taking advantage of city and county both being here, and I know that JOCO First as well as the college has 1% applications in. I'm just wondering if there's any update on the process for that or where, you know, I'm going to make sure that I'm not missing any steps or anything like that.
They have yet to set a date.
Still reviewing.
So, at least I'll speak on the county side, and then the mayor's let him speak on it. Applications for 1% closed on the 28th. Yesterday at our meeting, and I think the city had a resolution as well, the allocations were set for the committees. So Julie and Jody are compiling the packets for the board members. They typically meet either towards the end of this month or early April, because most of those are adopted about the 1st of May, because the city then works it in to their budget resolution. We adopt those as a standalone budget item that then starts the process for the county entities that have also applied for 1% based on available dollars. So if we haven't missed anything, it's just everybody gets really excited because it's like 1% time, it's like Christmas. And then as soon as 1% time is over, then it immediately rolls into rec board and their considerations. So,
I know it was about the same process as what the chairman of Botany said. You know, only ours goes out of 1% goes into severance tax, which is in the same budget session. So.
And I think we approved $200,000, which was the allocation that the committee got last year. I don't know what the city did last year.
And we stayed at the 15%, which this year came out to $210,000.
Thank you for that.
That makes what, $410 on the bottom?
Yeah.
Which is a little bit more than last year.
Anything else from the board?
Yeah, we, several months ago, and for a series of months, we were kind of collaboratively talking about a project to identify our structure and who we are and what we are. Mm-hmm. Is the workshop an extension of that? For my clarification, are we leaving that behind? Are we going forward with it? Are we adjusting the approach?
When you're talking about the structure in terms of
JOCO itself.
Okay.
And how we were going to collaborate with the city, the county, were we going to go forward with...
Are you talking about the planning?
Yes.
The community planning?
Yes.
I guess I am not sure where that has landed in those conversations. There hasn't been a gathering or a meeting now for a while. And I'm not sure. I know that it's not that it can't continue
right.
or come back together, but I don't know that we have a date on the table right now to reconvene to talk about that.
Okay.
So when it comes to that community plan,
economic development plan.
But
economic development.
But the words that I would
right.
use. Yeah.
To be clear, the workshop is not that.
So,
or an extension of that.
It certainly could turn into that. That's part of that conversation. What I had wanted to do was, first of all, the bylaws, because that I think we need to make a decision on that. And then as far as the workshop, when I was going through that plan that I was talking about, I don't know what I've done papers here, but anyway, it had recommendations in there for things. I mean, we've been doing economic development all along. I mean, there's pieces of everything that we are doing that is economic development. So in looking at that, I guess there's two things. One is what is JOCO doing and what does JOCO want to do as an organization? And then, so that's part of the workshop as I see it at this point. And then there is also, how are we doing that in collaborating with the city and the county in that more community, maybe economic development plan that's more community-wide. And so maybe that's another piece of it. The next piece of it, we have not met since the last time, which has been a couple months at least. So I would say that what I'm talking about for the workshop is the bylaws and looking at where we are as an organization and setting our priorities. And then I think that we can also meet, maybe we'll have another workshop, maybe we'll have an opportunity to reconvene with the partners and the players that were coming together to talk about it from more of a community economic development perspective, and we can get back to that. But as of right now, that's not what the workshop would
Thanks
be.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, that would be more JOCO. And I didn't have that back on the agenda because we simply haven't had an update the last couple of meetings at all that hasn't met again.
So
it just seemed like we drifted away from it.
It did.
And I don't know if that was the intent.
I'm not saying it was the intent. I'm just not sure it was getting the traction.
Where's the city and the county in their planning process?
I guess planning in what regard, John?
I know they're working on the land use plan in the county. Is that in process now? Or
it is. I think some of you were contacted. You're going to be receiving a survey that the Planning Commission is working on. They are very close to the point where they'll be able to go out for an RFP. They really have good vision. There have been a couple of members of the city council, as well as the city's planning commission, that have been attending as they've gone through their work sessions, so they can really look at where they're headed and again understanding that the county's plan statutorily and ordinance-wise stops at the city limit, so we can't drive what the city does, but that those two can work in tandem. And I really honestly don't know where the city is in their decision on their comprehensive plan and what their...
It's a complicated work in progress, obviously. But working with the... I'm trying to remember their name. There's about 10,000 names running through my head. The planner out of Red Lodge, working with the city planner.
Brent Moore.
You know, we're working on moving it forward. That's kind of the best update I can give at this point, is there's not anything exact other than, you know, working on some GIS planning and getting that started. And, you know, I do have to say, and Bill can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think things are working a lot better between the city and county planners recently to get that accomplished.
Good.
And then there is also an informal working group on water that's, I think, had two meetings. Now, I missed their first meeting because of the legislature, but was at their last. And there are some positive things that are coming out of there. They're doing a full inventory of all of the water planning documents that have been done over the last, 25 years. And so
I think there's five different plans.
And that's just city. But then you throw in the documents that the conservation districts have done that have been part of county plans, and those documents have been split between the city planner, the county planner, and then also Zach Byron with the conservation district, of going through and basically putting together an appendix of each of those so we can see how they interconnect, what is information that is still relevant and valuable, because the last thing, again, anybody wants to do is spend money on a plan that we already have or a question that's already been answered. So I think that that's been a positive step.
Just be nice if somehow we could gain a little information off that, or maybe even tie in our own RFP into one of the groups, or if you're going to even look at the same groups, is that to help develop it?
What do you mean look at the same
group? Consultants, who's going to put this together?
Well, I think, you know, like Chairman Devati said, once you get through all these plans that have been sitting on a shelf and figure out what we need, then I think that's the next step. Just figure out what's already there and what's missing out of what's already there.
We did get a copy of that plan. If you haven't seen it, emailed it out so everybody could, if they want to take a look through it, you sure can. Sent that out hopefully this morning. It actually went out. And then I just attached the one page that does have the mission and the goals. So if you want to take a look at that, that's within that plan.
It's very long. It's long.
It is long. That's why I know. I just
fun reading.
I took this one page and just said, okay, if you want to cut to the mission and the goals, right. there it is. But
and isn't that, though, the new mission?
No, this is what's in within the old
so
five.
That was the plan that was adopted. And so that is essentially the plan that is in effect today, which is, you know, in theory, driving decisions that the Planning Commission makes. And some of it, if you go back to 2005, where they thought that local industries and where the growth would be is interesting because some of it is there and some of it is
right.
completely not. You know, one of the things, they thought there was going to be a power plant built here. They were forecasting. No interest.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
Wasn't that the cement? There was conversation? I mean, at the time.
But what's nice, you know, the county's established a very good working relationship with the University of Wyoming's Economic Development Division, which did our socioeconomic profile, which now, rather than plugging all of those tables and figures into that larger document, they can be referenced, then the socioeconomic profile can be updated very regularly because it's a simpler, easier document than paying the expense that every 2 years you update the entire land use plan to reflect the socioeconomic changes that we have. So it's going to be a lot thinner. It's going to be a lot more user-friendly for the county entities as well as people that are looking at potentially coming to Johnson County.
Anything else? We have our next meeting, which will be the 4th Wednesday of April, which will change from what's on here.
August 20th or April 26th.
Oh, a long break.
I know. But we'll see everyone that can gather up next Thursday at 8 o'clock. That would be great. We'll go over some things there. Motion to adjourn?
That would adjourn.
Second.